I've probably got to accept that. But I think we're disappointed because I think we played really well. Really, really difficult conditions. I thought we were more than a match for them. We went a goal down again, giving them a real soft goal. Having said that, it wasn't a free kick in the first place. You know, he's given a free kick against Ozzy, and it's not a free kick. Just clearly isn't a free kick, and yet we get given the free kick against, and then they put the ball in under the crossbar, and the blustery conditions move the ball around, and they end up getting a really good start to the game, and it didn't put us on the back foot. You know, we ended up coming into the game probably after the first 10-15 minutes, and then we looked a threat for the rest of the first half, and I thought we deserved to get back into it. I thought we had one or two. We really looked like we were going to get back into it. We had probably five or six moves up the field, playing really good football. And we had one or two shots. And then the goal came with a real intricate move and came to Gary, and he's put it in with his right foot, which is the one he normally stands on. So he scored a really good goal there. Half-time came. We had a conversation about having the wind with us in the second half, but make sure that we keep the momentum that we'd built up in the first half, and you know we'd done okay. We nullified them. We did really well actually passing the ball again until there was a sort of stage in the game where we stopped passing, which let them sort of have a foothold or get a little bit of a foothold back in the game, and then it feels at the moment as if we just don't do something or we half do a job, then we concede a goal. And the ball dropped on the edge of the box and the lad stuck it in the top corner. It was really reminiscent of the goal that Bradford City scored against us at Valley Parade, but nothing the goalkeeper could do about it. And we were just a little bit slow to react out, being hypercritical. And then we score a really, really good goal. You know, George has played really well tonight, and he's deserved his goal, but it was a really sweetly struck strike as well.
It was. But both second-half goals, for a neutral watching this, would have been impressed with both goals, wouldn't
it? This was a good game. You know, this was a really good advert for the league, I think. There's some good players, and they've got some really, really good players in their side. And he's got a lot of experience in there. He's got a little bit more experience than we've got at the moment. But I'm pleased with our lads. I think they've done well. Disappointed not to get the 3 points, but I think I've got to take the point.
Yeah. Last couple of games, and you've spoken about it today. This time you've conceded early. Are you just guilty of starting games a bit too slowly at the moment?
I don't think it's slowly. I think, like I said to you, it wasn't a free kick. They put a free kick in. The wind's got hold of it, and it's moved it again in the air. And really, really difficult conditions tonight. So credit to the lads because they've passed it. They've moved it really well. Surface was good, in fairness. And I thought we passed it well. I thought we created some decent opportunities. And you know, I thought we were going to step on and win it, in fairness, after we got the equaliser, the second equaliser. I thought we'd go on and win it, but it just wasn't to be.
Were you unhappy with a few decisions tonight?
Yeah, there was a few, but you can't lead me down that path because I get into trouble. You can't talk about them. You can't talk about the decisions that get given against you. I mean,
what was the most frustrating part about it then?
Well, I think it was poor for both teams, in all fairness. I think there was one or two. Decisions that certainly didn't go our way. The primary one was the free kick that wasn't, you know, and then there was a tug in the penalty area.
Have you had
absolute tug
ask
in the penalty area? There's hands around Tom Hopper's neck from one of the centre halves. I think it was Jordan.
It's the one on Gary as well.
McSheffrey's got, yeah, absolutely. There's fouls there all over the place, but we've just not been given what we deserved, I think.
Okay, you went unchanged for this one. What was your thinking? Were you tempted to change it?
I thought we were good. I mean, frustrating though it was at home on Saturday, I thought we'd done reasonably well, and it was just to give them another crack at it. And I know they can play. You know, I really know that there's some good players in our side that can play. And on any given day, we're more than a match for anybody. Just be nice to start picking up one or two more wins now.
Have the results been kind to you tonight, do you feel?
I don't know. I've not really seen them. I've not really seen what it's done because I've not got any glasses on.
It's still really tight in there, though, isn't there? Are you still feeling as though you're looking forward rather than behind you, or are you still concerned at what's behind?
At the end of the day, we've got left 13 games, and The problem is when you've gone the first 10 games without really consolidating a winning position, you're always going to be around that around the echelons that we are. So we've done great to get in anywhere near the places that we are now, and we're still within a smidgen of getting up into that mid-table area and around the other clubs that are up there. And I would imagine those ones that are up there have put if we can put two or three wins together on the bounce, then like everybody else, we'll all be looking at that sixth spot.
A couple of quick ones. Marcus Williams, what's the latest there? Is he close?
I think as close as he can be. I think he may be okay for Saturday. Having said that, I think Connor's done terrifically well for us.
What's he brought to you?
Well, you've seen that. He's brought us a real energy, you know, a desire to get forward and contribute in a final third. He's been game. You know, I think he got tired a little bit. I think he tired towards the end. I think Gary in front of him, obviously with his experience, helps him until Gary tires, and then he's done really well. Connor's done really well, but like I say, you want everybody available, fit and available, and Marcus's experience is invaluable to us.
Of course. Well, on Connor, because we'll have Hull City fans going away from the KC listening to this tonight. Well, what have they got in a player there then? Because a Premier League club at the moment, what have they got on their books?
Well, he's a young player with potential. You know, at the end of the day, I think he's got a bit of experience under his belt. We said that before he came, and he's played up at Dundee United first part of this season, and he's got some decent experiences under his belt.